listener production.
Good morning, it's Lee Jollo. Rental availability is at an all-time low for people on income support, according to the latest Anglicare Tasmania report. Spokesperson Mary Bennett says housing supply is the answer to the issue.
So we need government to not just leave it to the private rental market, but they need to be directly investing and building social and affordable housing and more of it, and they need to be watching that vacancy rate.
There are over 134,000 Tasmanian individuals and families supported through income support. Ambulance Tasmania and the Health and Community Services Union have backed the ramping cap after a day in effect, saying they've hit their targets. But hospital staff, the AMA and the Greens say it's a fail. AMA spokesperson Dr. Michael Lumsden-Steele has told News Corp that ramping is a symptom of an underfunded system. And while the state government is working to roll out another 70-plus paramedics, Ambulance Tasmania CEO Jordan Emery says the industry is not immune to sick leave.
Periodically, we have short notice or unplanned sick leave. We take many steps to try and resolve those vacancies, including bringing additional staff in on overtime.
The Greens have reiterated their push for more action on health and their opposition to the stadium. Leader Rosalie Woodruff says she'll be pushing for committees that focus on energy and hospital ramping to be brought back that were wound up when the election was called. And a warning today from medical professionals for young people not to get health advice on social media. Alarmingly, a new report finding 8 out of 10 young Aussies are turning to TikTok for medical advice. To sport now, and Essendon has pledged to go tall on Anzac Day. Coach Brad Scott declaring ruck Sam Draper and Todd Goldstein will play against Collingwood. It's an approach Carlton have already adopted. Tom DeConing telling us his partnership with Mark Pittenette is working wonders.
Me and Pitt bring out the best of each other and we really drive each other, which we feel like has been working really well. And
the Blues face the unbeaten Cats on Saturday.